الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله last night in Taraweeh Salam the first juz and quarter of the second juz was recited in Taraweeh Salam in this particular chapter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the Quran al-Kareem just like a person or reads a certain book and he reads the introduction and he finds it very very interesting and he sees perhaps the entire contents of this book is very very interesting and this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought to our attention the opening chapter Surah Al-Fatiha and this chapter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam this is one of the surahs that was revealed directly beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a great treasure and it is a great lesson that is imparted to us daily on a daily occurrence in every salam. And that is why there are several names for Surah Al-Fatiha. One is the opening chapter and another name is Asasul Quran. It is the foundation of the entire Quran, the Ummul Kitab, the mother of the entire Quran, of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sab'ul Mathani, the repeated verses, because in every rakat we are recited, it is wajib for us to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts that before Alhamdu, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also teaches us that before doing any action, recite Bismillah. Before partake of meals, drinking water, or even if a person has to enter his house, leave the house, take the name of Allah. Our Shaykh Dhamma Barakatuh mentioned also, even if a person has overtake, a person is driving, he needs to overtake, recite Bismillah, because we do not know what can happen, oncoming traffic, accidents, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So yeah, the two sifats of Ar-Rahman, of Allah are mentioned, Rahman and Rahim. Yeah, Rahman is that sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in every makhluk, and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoys. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is divided into 100 portions. And one portion has descended onto this earth. And every creature that shows rahmat is from this one portion. The mother that shows rahmat and mercy towards the young ones is from this one portion. The animals that show mercy to their young ones is also from this portion. And 99 portions deserve for the day of Qiyamah. And the word Rahman is specifically for the entire creation, and Rahim is specifically for the Muslims and believers. Rahman is mentioned plus minus 57 times, and double of that Rahim is mentioned 114 times. And Mashavaritani Rahmatullahi has mentioned what is Rahman, what is the sifat of Rahmat. He said that Faragat Maishat, that a person is granted independence with regards to risk and sustenance, Allah grants him barakah, tawfiq ta'at, that he is granted inspiration and tawfiq, divine ability to attain good deeds, and bay hisab maghfirah, that a person is granted tawbah is accepted and his maghfirat is accepted, and dukhul jannah, and when maghfirat is made, inshallah this person will enter into jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off this chapter and he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Lord of the universe. All praises, whether directly or indirectly, ultimately belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word Rabb has been mentioned. A Rabb is that being, is that who brings something into existence and nurtures it till it reaches the stage of perfection. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner and the master of the day of retribution. So the first three verses with regards to the aspects of our past, present and future, and this brings us to the logical and natural conclusion that is only one being that we should worship. That is why the next verse, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, that O Allah, only you do we worship and only from you do we seek assistance. Yeah, the ulama explained, Allah could have mentioned na'buduka wa nasta'inuka, but yeah, Allah mentions emphasis first, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, that only you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we worship and only you do we seek assistance from. It is mentioned in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the salah that we read is divided into half between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person says alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Allah says hamidani abdi, my servant, my abd has praised me. And when he says ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim, athna ali abdi, that my servant has paid homage to me, lauded me. And when he says maliki yawmiddin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that majjanani abdi, that my servant has glorified me. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the next verse, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says hadha baini wa baina abdi walaka abdi ma sa'al, that or this is between me and my servant, and whatever my servant asks and beseech, he will be granted. Thereafter the dua is made, a very very important dua. That is why every salah we are asking for hidayat. That is why also in the month of Ramadan we should try and recite this dua very often. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, O Allah, do not cause our hearts to sway or deviate after you have guided us hidayat. So hidayat is a very very important aspect. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi has mentioned hidayat is of three stages. One is like how when Musa alayhi salam was asked, man rabbuk, who is your Lord, O Musa? Qala rabbuna alladhi a'ta kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything, brought everything from non-existence into existence, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it on a certain cause. Every atom, every aspect that has life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided it. The second aspect of hidayat is where through the Quran al-Kareem, which is a source of hidayat, through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah wishes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can be a means of hidayat. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told that you cannot guide whomsoever you wish, walakin yahdi man yasha ila siratin mustaqim, but it's only Allah, in other words, only Allah can use you as a means to grant us hidayat. So yeah, and the third aspect of hidayat is that the tawfiq, that divine assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person gets the ability to do good deeds. Sirat alladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. In another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this very very nicely, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهُ وَالرَّسُولِ, that person who obeys Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَوْلَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, that he will be with those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ, from amongst the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, وَالصِّدِّقِينَ, the truthful, very high stage are the siddiqeen, وَالشُهَدَى, the martyrs, and the salihin, the righteous people. And today's time we have the salihin, the muttaqeen amongst us, so we should cling to them, and inshallah by clinging to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire us to remain steadfast on Sirat al-Mustaqim. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Sirat al-Ladin al-Amta alayhim, the path of those who are favored, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِ وَلَدْضَالِينَ, not the path of those who earn your anger like the Jews, and not the path of those who have gone astray, that is the Christians. And a person after the Surah Fatiha, a person should say Ameen, and he should say it softly as well. And he's mentioned a hadith that when a person says Ameen, فَمَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينَهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, كما قال, that when his Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the Malaika, then such a person's gunas are forgiven. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now starts the next chapter, which is Surah Al-Baqarah. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with the words Alif Lam Mim, that these are the letters of Huruf Muqatta'at, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the meaning of these letters. The Arabs, who were great orators and proficient in the Arabic language, they used to compete with one another with regards to poetry, etc. They had such a master of the Arabic language, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays down a gauntlet and a challenge, that now what do you have to say about these words, these letters? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows the meaning of these words, and you are now rendered useless, and you cannot give your opinion with regards to these letters. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا rayba feem, that this such a kitab, that there is no doubt whatsoever in it. That is why in the same Surah Baqarah, the verse is mentioned in further, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِصُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That O people of Kufar of Makkah, if you have any doubt with regards to the Quran the Kareem, then bring all your people, associates together, bring one surah, produce one surah, and you will not able to do so, even if all are gathered together. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will never able to achieve this and accomplish this. So this is such a kitab, it is hudal lil muttaqin, it is guidance true and true for the muttaqin. As our Shaykh Dhamul Barakatuh says, it is also hudal lil nas. Just like, for example, there is a certain medication or capsule in the market which is very, very beneficial. So a person can purchase it, but a person who uses it, he applies it, that will be more beneficial, and that will be for the muttaqin, inshallah. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the sifat of the muttaqin. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that those who believe in the unseen. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, they establish salah. That they not only read salah, but they establish salah. All the etiquettes of salah, whatever the necessities of salah, the wajibat, the sunnah, etc., concentration, devotion, every aspect of salah is included in the ovyam. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend of what Allah subhanahu has granted them as provision. So yeah, so yuqimu salah is the right of Allah, and رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ is like what we call zakat, is the right of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and the continuing with the sifat of the muttaqin, Allah says those who bring iman on whatever has been revealed to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whatever was revealed before you, and وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and you have yaqeen in the akhirat. And this is our sharia, it revolves around three aspects: tawheed, risalat, and akhirah. From the beginning of Surah Fatiha up till ya, everything has been mentioned. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمِّ رَبِّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ مُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says that these are the people upon whom hidayat, they have received hidayat from the Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and such people are successful. Up till here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the qualities of the believers. The next two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the qualities of the kuffar. Thereafter, an entire ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us with regards to the munafiqeen, who are, so to say, the snakes in the grass, who are very, very dangerous people. And everything has been mentioned, what the qualities, how they hatch plots against people, how they connive and work with other people to cause fitna. And these people ridicule the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mock the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. They are very, very dangerous people. They are the foolish people. They are suffering of a bimari. Fi marad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fi qulubi marad, they got a disease in their hearts. Fazadahum Allah marada, Allah increased the sickness of theirs. So these are very, very dangerous people. Although these are people of i'tiqad and amal, that these people are munafiq with regards to their beliefs. But in our time also, Allah save us, there are many people who are munafiqeen with regards to their actions. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that when a person speaks, he speaks lies. And when he promises, then he breaks his promise. And when he's entrusted with something, then he breaches that promise. He does not give that amanat back. So such qualities are the munafiqeen. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the first verse, the first command, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ بُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Such a verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O people, worship your Lord, make the ibadah of your Rabb. And yeah, ibadah can, like we understand, namaz, zakat, hajj, fasting, etc. But one type of ibadah, what we call ubudiyat or abadiyat, that a person becomes a true slave and he recognizes that ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik, that oh Allah, we have not recognized you as you ought to be recognized, and we have not worshipped you as you ought to be worshipped. So this has quality has to come in us and realize that, so that is taqwa can come into us. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions That in the beginning of the fourth ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to the malaika that, O malaika, indeed I am going to make a khalifa, a vicegerent amongst you, that is Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains why he is superior to the malaika. And when the malaika objected that day, that you're going to create a person who's got an ego, who's got nafs, shaitan behind him, he's going to cause mischief and spread blood in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then proved it to them that when he presented all the names to Adam alayhi salam, the finer details of each and everything, and when the malaika were asked to mention all this, they were dumbfounded. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun. Didn't I tell you that I know of those things which you don't know? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the disobedience of shaitan. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسْجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. That when we told the malaika that make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, all of them made sajda except Iblis, except Shaitan. Why? Abba, he rejected and was takbar, and he had pride. This was his downfall. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Mawlana Shabritani rahmatullahi explains that Shaitan had three ayns. What were the three ayns? One is he was an arif. He recognized who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. He was an alim. He knew all the fine aspects of all the shariats. And he was an abid. So many years he made the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fourth ayn he did not have. What was the fourth ayn? He was not an ashik. He was not the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had he had the love of Allah, then without any objection, without any raising eyebrows, he would have made the sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again reminds the Bani Israel with regards to the favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. That does not mention once, but three times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Bani Israel and reminds them of so many favors. In fact, the next three or four pages, so many favors Allah has granted them. But the downfall was they made nashukri. They were very ungrateful. And whatever Allah granted them, they wanted something else. And they gave taklif to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salatu salam. They got involved in worship of the calf, etc. And this was their downfall. And also another downfall was they used to ask too many questions. And then when they were told to what to do, then they found it very, very difficult. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. This was with regards to Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Bani Israel that don't fish on a Saturday. On a Saturday, Allah, as a test, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that a lot of fish used to appear. But what did they do? They made schemes, etc. They used to put the fishing rods, the hooks over there ready, and nets so that the fish could be caught. And when Saturday ended, then maybe Sunday morning, they used to draw the nets and pull out the fish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a punishment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that become despised and become monkeys. There were two groups over here. One was the group that made Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, who commanded them to do good, forbade them from doing evil. But the other group did not listen. So that group who did not listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them into monkeys, transforming into monkeys. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then after says, فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدِيهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْئِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That we made this incident a lesson for those people who are present over there, who witnessed what had happened to these people. وَمَا خَلْفَهَا, and those who later generations who are to come. And it is a lesson, and it is a mu'iza for the muttaqeen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in details with regards to the aspects of Surah Baqarah. Why did this Surah Baqarah is named Surah Baqarah? It is mentioned amongst the Bani Israel, there was a very rich person, and there was one inheritor who was the nephew, and he wanted to inherit all the wealth. So he managed to kill his uncle, and then he took the corpse and he put it in, and placed it in front of one of the person's house by the door. So next morning, people started pointing fingers at that innocent person. So this person, naturally, he claims innocence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that to slaughter a certain cow and take a certain piece of that cow and put it onto the dead person, and he will come back to life. What was the hikmah behind this also? That is mentioned that there were a certain group who did not believe in life after death. So by taking this dead piece of meat, putting on a dead corpse, now the person came alive. Now the person, the murderer, was able to point out who the murderer was. So this was the mu'jiza, the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ta'ala displayed amongst the Bani Israel. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuing with the many, many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings to our attention that, O people of Iman, لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا نظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم. That, O people of Iman, do not say راعنا. Do not say راعنا means in Arabic to consider us. ولكن وقولوا انظرنا, but look at us. Look at us, consider us. Why? Because the Jews used to also change the words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions further on that وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِيَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. That the Jews and the Christians will not be happy with you, O Muslims, until you follow them. And this is a great and very, very important aspect in our Sharia, in our deen, that we should not have any inclination towards them. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in another verse, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا, that they are not even inclined to their ways. مَيْلَانَ يَسِيرُ مَيْلَانَ قَلِيلُ, even a little. And yeah, also even our speech should not be like this. The Jews, what they used to do is they used to lengthen the word, and they used to say ra'ina. In other words, na'uzu billah, they used to say, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh, you are a shepherd, na'uzu billah, a very derogative way. And it is mentioned also, even the salam, instead of saying assalamu alaykum, they used to say assalamu alaykum, na'uzu billah, that death be upon you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these things we need to watch out and be careful that the aspects of how we incline towards them and how we follow their ways. So this is something very, very important and we need to stay away from. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions towards the end of the first juice, وَإِذِي بَتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with few words, kalimas, or few tests, and فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ, and he completed it with success, with flying colors. And very briefly, that Ibrahim alayhi salam grew up in a house of idol worship. Now not only did he do idol worshipping, but his father himself used to make idols out of wood. And then after that, he was asked to migrate from his homeland with his family, etc. And then the whole incident of Namrud, which will be later on mentioned in the third param. And thereafter, he had to migrate with his family and come to leave his family at a barren land, غير ذي زرع, which is uninhabited, no vegetation, no water, etc. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ultimate test, where he was asked to slaughter his beloved son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. So now a person may ask, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him to this test? Was it a punishment? No, it was to show the inherent qualities that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, the year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Rabbuhu, it was to nurture him, to make his tarbiyat, to show the world his beautiful qualities that he had. Why? Because he is going to become imam. Inni ja'iluka linas imama. This is not an ordinary position. This is a very great responsibility, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, that you are going to become the imam. And not only that, you are going to establish the Kaaba Sharif, the build the Kaaba Sharif, and you and your son are going to purify and clean the precincts of the haram for the mutakifin and those who are coming to perform salah over them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَائِيلَ. That when Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son raised up the foundation of the Kaaba, they made this dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَا. What a beautiful dua. And it's a lesson for me and you. The qabbal is from the bab al-tafa'ul, that, O Allah, this our action of us is not worthy of acceptance, but, O Allah, through your grace and mercy, accept it from us. We also, we are fasting in the month of Ramadan, we are doing good actions, very, very important. We read this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِكْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدِ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا and رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So it's a great lesson for us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, which Mu'ayy Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah explained very, very beautifully, that what was the functions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned, am a manifestation of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلِيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. That, O Allah, send such a Nabi amongst them, such a Nabi from amongst them, who will recite the Quran al-Kareem. And yeah, Mu'ayy Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah mentioned that these are referring to the makatibs of our time. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ There was tilawat, yes, ta'aleem, ta'aleem of the kitab and hikmah and what we call the darul ulums, the hifz class and the teaching of hadith and of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one very, very important aspect, وَيُزَكِّيم, that tazkiyatun nafs, which is an integral part of our deen, and very, which is faraz ayn, to make tazkiyatun nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making the tazkiyah in this beautiful month of Ramadan. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the next juz, sayaqul sufaha min an-nas, basically all the ayats that have been revealed over here with regards to the orientation and the changing of the qibla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that indeed we see you turning your face, raising your gaze towards the sky. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned after hijrat, for plus minus 16 to 17 months, they used to perform salah facing Masjid al-Aqsa. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he was the forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the millat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that was the qibla. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tamanna and desire was, if only I could also face towards the Kaaba. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never made that claim and never made it verbally, but he used to look up to the sky thinking maybe Jibreel alayhi salam will come with some wahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, فَلَنْ وَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَهَا, the most definitely will turn you towards that direction, to the qibla which pleases you. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, so turn your face in the direction of Masjid al-Haram. Nasri, the Jews who were very, very disappointed and he made objections, they were in the forefront of screening all the time. So all these verses are revealed that the actual, wherever a person turns, he will find Allah. فَإِنَّمَا تُوَلُّ فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, whichever direction, no direction holds the superiority over any other direction. But this has been divinely appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the Kaaba Sharif, the Qibla, and how important it is that we face there. And this also shows uniformity and discipline for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we're not having a Qibla, everyone will be facing different directions. So just shows our uniformity and also discipline. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that remember me and I am remembering you. Our Shaykh Dhanbakatu also taught us that do not say فَذْكُرُونِي, remember me and I will remember you. Allah remembers us all the time. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi mentioned, Allah mentions the believers, those who are obedient with the gaze of rahmat and mercy, and those who are sinners, Allah also remembers them, but with the gaze of ghadab and la'nat and with anger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَقْفُرُونَ, even before eating a person, before eating that, before making shukr, first think and ponder, where did this food come? So many factors combined together, and a combination of so many factors were brought together with this plate of food that we are eating. So remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the name of Allah, say Bismillah, then we eat my shukr. So this is a great lesson for us. And Qazi Bidawi rahmatullahi has mentioned that waskuruni bi ta'at askurkum bil inaya, that remember me with obedience and I will remember you with favors. The more obedient you come to me, and kullu mutin zakirun, every person who is obedient is a zakir. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the lofty position of those who make sabr and salam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salati inna Allaha ma'as sabirin, Allah says that those people, O people of iman, seek assistance through sabr and salah. Indeed, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Allah's help is with sifat, those who have qualities. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a very beautiful quality of the sabirin. And sabirin also, a person does not only mean that when some calamity befalls a person, then only a person makes sabr. So sabr, we know, is of three types. That a person, when it comes to gunas, he stay away from gunas. That's also one type of sabr. When it comes to itaat, that's also, when example, it is cold, this morning, now the person now, whether wants to wake up from his bed, now at that time makes sabr. And also at the time of calamity. And thereafter a person, Allah, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we will test you with some type of fear, with some type of poverty, with hunger and loss of life, loss of wealth, of provision, etc. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those people that when any they are afflicted with any musibat, they say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, every aspect of our life is governed by Sharia. That even in those conditions a person feels down, some calamity comes upon him, then a person at that moment, not only at a time of death, a person person recites Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. But any calamity, anything happens, he's pricked by the thorn. Something happens to him, he gets hurt. He hears bad news. Then he should recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And also, yeah, a person who makes sabr, that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala will grant him abundance of rahmat and mercy. And these are وَوُلَائِكَ وَالْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says they are the rightly guided people. Allah give us the tawfiq of making sabr on each and every occasion. And this is the month of sabr as well. هو شهر الصبر. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this month of Ramadan is a month of sabr, where we stay away from desires, we fulfill the commandments of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And very important that we make sabr of our hunger and make it a true roza in its true aspect, and grant us a true reality. وَآخِرْ دَوَى الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Субтитры создавал DimaTorzok.